Overhead Door Company, the original garage door company, serving you for over 90 years. Call 767-0028 or overheaddoorcocharleston.com. Overhead Door Company of Charleston, proud to open today's Fan Talk with Bobby Harton.
Welcome to ESPN Fan Talk with your host, the king of sports himself, the only king who drinks his crown rather than wears it, the Betty White of sports radio, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Bobby Harton. Let's start the show.
All right, everyone, welcome to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. It is Tuesday, June the 15th. Fan Talk, built by Baker Roofing. Been in business over 100 years, one of the largest recognized roofing contractors in the states. And whether you need residential or commercial roofing, give our friend Matt Johnson a call. He is the general manager of Baker Roofing, or you can check him out at bakerroofing.com. Blake has been in his studio for 30 seconds now.
My studio.
Oh, you just came in.
I've been in the
other studio. It's always like a wonder if you're here or not, you know.
I walked by you earlier.
We need to get you a bell.
I walked by your desk earlier and said, hey, Bobby, you just didn't hear me. You was all up in your computer screen. I've been here for 3 hours.
Okay.
I wear many hats here, Bobby. I was in the other studio with the door closed for the last hour and a half.
Oh, okay.
Meditating, trying to get my head right to be able to execute your show so flawlessly.
Would you rather execute the show or me?
No. You're the headliner.
Yeah. By the way, congratulations on bringing Diana Ross back from the dead. I like that.
Hey, did you see that on Facebook? She's encouraging people to go
kinda
to.
You kind of need to do that with people that are alive, though, I would think.
Well, Diana Ross is alive. Hold up. Diana Ross is alive.
Is she?
I believe so.
I thought she was.
You might have just killed
okay,
her.
Well, good.
You might have just killed her.
I don't want to kill Diana Ross.
I think.
I thought she had passed away.
No, she's still thriving.
Well, my apologies to Diana then.
How old is she now? She's born in 44. So this year she turned what? Yeah. You're not good at math. We established that yesterday.
We don't do math on days that end in Y.
I make her like almost 80.
But I did do a little math today. You're going to be impressed. We'll get to that at some point. How about this? June 15th, 33 years ago today, Bull Durham was released in theaters.
How many years?
Still my favorite baseball movie.
How many years ago?
33. It was released in, would have been 1988.
That was five. Actually, four. I hadn't turned five yet.
Again, this is one of the—I've seen Bull Durham 100 times. I don't think I saw it in the movie theaters. I don't know when the first time I saw it was, but it's one of those— I'm getting several people reminded me that good old Diana is vertical.
Already, huh?
So I apologize, Diana, wherever you may be. So— but now what was I saying about Bull Durham? Just one of those movies. If you like clicking through the TV, and it's on, I stop. No matter where it is in the movie,
I'm like that.
Because I basically got the movie memorized.
I'm like that with Field of Dreams. I'm like that with Forrest Gump. I'm like that with Rain Man.
Right. Shawshank Redemption for
Shawshank
me.
Shawshank Redemption. Yesterday, Shawshank Redemption. I have a Fire
it's
TV.
It's on all the time.
I have Fire TV, and it has live channels on it. So I'll start a movie. Like, I've watched John Q half of it, like, 15 times. Denzel Washington movie. And today I watched Captain Phillips, and it was so funny that I hadn't seen Captain Phillips on there available. And a guy called yesterday and wanted me to encourage you to watch Captain Phillips. He thought you would really, really like it. He had just seen it.
Is that the Tom Hanks movie?
Yeah. And where he was.
With the pirates?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, and he called yesterday and he told me how great of a movie it was, and I was like, yeah, I hadn't seen it in forever, and lo and behold, it was on today.
Shawshank Redemption is on some point every day. It's like, what was the Clint Eastwood movie that no matter what day of the week it was, Outlaw Josie Wales?
Oh, I was about to say Dirty
Harry. It was always on somewhere before TBS kind of switched off to, whatever they do now, I don't know. I rarely watch TBS anymore. But
AMC is the channel now that has the good stuff on it. Cinemax now does too, but you know.
It was like somebody's job. What movies you want to show today? I don't know. How long, Josie Wales? Why not?
Throw Shawshank in there.
Oh, anyway, hey, real quick, you got till 4 o'clock to get blood today over at Cruise Chevrolet. They'll be there till 4 o'clock, and you can stop by. They did a blood drive yesterday, wrapping up their second one today. So if you would like to go by and give blood, it'll be well worth your while because all donors receive a complimentary certificate for an oil and filter change, tire rotation. They'll do a 27-point safety check. They'll check all your fluids. They'll even wash your car. I mean, it's not going to get any better than that. I mean, it's summertime. You might have a trip planned or something like that. You're going to get it done anyway. Why don't you just get it done for it? It's about a $90 value. Mm. And you can get a certificate good for all that just by donating blood at Cruise Chevrolet today. Again, you've got about 50 minutes before they'll be shut down today. No need to try to register online. Walk-ins are welcome. So if you get a chance, if you're over in the north area, stop by Cruise Chevrolet and do some donating.
I do got to say, it's so funny. You make the comment about Diana Ross today. Yesterday, she announced she's coming out with a new single for the first time in 15 years. I think she's like, I better do something with my life before Bobby Harton thinks I'm a goner. And her new single is coming out on the 17th, but it won't be on the Motown Lounge.
Who am I thinking of that? Well,
Etta
Bobby.
James?
Huh?
Etta James has been gone for a while.
No, I don't know.
Gladys Knight's still here. Oh.
I don't know. I don't know why I thought that she...
It'll come to you.
I apologize to Diana, the Supremes, all her fans.
She left the Supremes.
Mary Wilson was the one that passed away recently, right?
Now she was...
She was in the Supremes.
Hey, what song did she sing? My Guy.
My Guy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Mary Wilson, Mary Wells.
Mary Wells.
Mary Wells sang My Guy. Anyway, my baseball is over for a couple of days. What? I've watched college baseball 4 straight days now and enjoyed watching that Mississippi State Notre Dame game last night. What an atmosphere at Starkville. I mean, they have got it going. They really do, man. 15,000 strong. They beat Notre Dame 11-7. So yesterday, Virginia and Mississippi State advanced to the College World Series. Stingrays beat the best team in the ECHL. Eliminated them.
Did they?
Yes. Unlike Diana Ross, who apparently is not eliminated. But the Florida Everblades are eliminated. Stingrays won that game last night 3-2. They win the series 3-2. And now they will start up a 5-game series with Greenville. Game 1 will be 7 o'clock tomorrow night over at the Carolina Ice Palace. One baseball note, thank you for nothing, Cubs. Thank you for absolutely zip nothing.
You know who you're going to hear from.
I needed for you to beat the Mets. What did you do? You got your brains kicked in by the Mets. So thank you for nothing, Jim Downer, Cub Nation, all of you. Fly the L. Because you lost. Fly the L. Oh, man. NBA last night, Hawks over the 76ers, 103-100. That series now tied at 2 apiece. Game 5, 7:30 tomorrow night. Clippers beat the Jazz, 118-104. That series tied 2-2. Game 5, 10 o'clock tomorrow night. NHL last night, Vegas over the Canadiens, 4-1. So Vegas leads those Habs 1-0. Game 2 at 9 o'clock on Wednesday night. So basically, that is what my Monday, your Monday, consisted of yesterday. I actually watched the last 2 or 3 minutes after the baseball game, switched over to the NBA and watched that. And was reminded of just how I just can't stand
I'll do
the NBA. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just it is. I'm not gonna bash him during the playoffs. I just the NBA is just not for me. I've come to that conclusion.
You tried.
Tried and I tried.
Dang.
You know, maybe if they thought about giving me a little defense to enjoy, I might be different. But and it was weird. The Hawks, the game was in Atlanta last night. The crowd was going crazy. But it was like there was nobody behind the team, right? Yeah. I'm assuming that was COVID. They had the seats covered. But yet, under the baskets, people were literally standing on the court.
And nobody said nothing?
So, but anyway, so the Hawks won. All the people in Atlanta are happy. And they forgot about the Braves for a night. So, so there you go. So, anyway, Braves and Red Sox tonight at 7 o'clock. River Dogs open up a six-game trip to Myrtle Beach. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight. By the way, we'll have that Braves game on 94.7 FM and 910 AM. Can the Cubs do it tonight? Should I give them one more chance? Or should I just forget about them? We'll do it ourselves, Cubs. Now, the heck with you. We'll just do it ourselves. If you're not going to help me, if you ain't going to scratch my back, I ain't scratching your back. How about that, Cub fans?
Poking a bear.
NBA tonight, 8:30, Bucks and Nets. That series tied at 2 apiece. That'll be on TNT. NHL tonight, Islanders and Lightning. Islanders lead that series 1-0. And that'll be at 8 o'clock on the NBC Sports Network. See any Yankees, Blue Jays? That might be interesting tonight. Looking in the list of games. Phillies, Dodgers, maybe.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. Or maybe I'll just put a Diana Ross record on that I didn't remember. The great Diana Ross. Oh, gosh, man. Well, you say something like that and just you get bombarded by people.
I know. Now
she's not dead.
I know. Somebody asked me that. It wasn't my roommate. We were sitting and talking, and she asked, she said, "Dang, is Little Richard even still alive?" I said, "Yeah, it's been a while." And sure enough, next day, guess who they found dead? I called her. I said, "You killed him. You remember? You knocked him off."
I didn't know Little Richard had died.
Yeah, he died this recently, I think. I believe.
Okay. Well, I don't think people tuned in to talk about people dying today.
Nope. Who's left? Let's talk about them.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Our final look at your ride in, and there are some accidents still causing some heavy traffic, but hopefully getting cleared up shortly. Red Bank at Webster, out in the Goose Creek area, also in West Ashley, Orange Grove at Sam Rittenberg Boulevard. 61 inbound, still a slow go out near Bees Ferry. If you're traveling on the Mark Clark eastbound past Rivers Avenue, it's also a bit heavy, but not much else being reported. Use caution as you try and travel in this morning. The interstate and area bridges, aside from the eastbound down Holt, looking good. Baker and Brewer at 94 Stewart Street, downtown Charleston. The pizzeria and tap room are open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. for pickup as well as indoor and outdoor dining. Enjoy the games outside and try the new seasonal Holy City Brews on tap. Check Facebook or bakerandbrewer.com for details. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A strong thunderstorm is in the area. Humid with a high around 89. A thunderstorm still around this evening. Low around 72. Partly sunny and humid Wednesday with a high around 84. Looking ahead, Thursday and Friday look great with scattered thunderstorms back this weekend. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disaster strikes, every minute counts. With more more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call, so call the largest water restoration company in the state. When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Spring has sprung, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered for all your home projects. Masonry supplies, decorative stepping stones, Pennsylvania bluestone. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. That's 744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
I can do this.
We believe in you.
Each day brings hope.
Every day, millions of people celebrate their recovery from addiction and mental illness while others begin their journey. Be a part of it. Share your strength, support, and hope. Join the Voices for Recovery. Together, we are stronger. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Before you throw away those unused medicines, stop.
There are better ways to dispose of your unused meds, to protect the ones you love.
To find a medicine disposal site near you, visit www.safe.pharmacy. A public service message from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Well, I don't miss much if it happens on the dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just walked through that door. Well, hello, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Tell me what in the world you're doing, L-O-N-E.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to you. Fan Dog here on this Country Tune Tuesday. Trouble Tuesday on that song, I guess, right?
T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Oh, just got some news out of Columbia. The Gamecocks have scheduled a home-and-home series with Georgetown in basketball. So Patrick Ewing will be coming to Columbia with the Georgetown Hoyas. Also, Alonzo Frank has entered the transfer portal. He got hurt last year, was scheduled to be a starter, but got hurt last year, so not really sure what his deal is, but he's gone down in that portal where everybody goes. I saw the other day there was 1,700 baseball players in the transfer portal. 1,700 players. So anyway, it is what it is. That's sports in 2021. And it's going to keep changing. By the way, one of the changes, and I did want to throw this out there today and get your thoughts on it, and I don't know this to be a fact, but I think football divisions are going to go away as a result of the 12-team playoff. Hmm. And what I mean by that, it will no longer be any SEC East, SEC West, no longer be any Coastal, Atlantic, and the ACC. And the championship games will just be the two best teams in the conference, well, whether they're in the same division or not. But there won't be any more divisions. So I just think that's the way we are looking right now because of the importance of getting as many teams as you can into the 12-team playoff. Hmm. You don't want, like last year, Texas A&M felt like they got, a lot of people felt like Texas A&M got left out. But they did not even play. They didn't get to play in the conference championship game. They would have played. They would have had a rematch with Alabama. You're going to have rematches if you go this way. but they would have probably played in a rematch against Alabama in the SEC championship game and had a chance. That would have boosted their chance to go to the playoff. Hmm. But with 12 teams now, if we go that way, which I haven't seen anybody indicate otherwise that we're going away from that 12-team playoff that was kind of thrown out there last week. But I cannot see the divisions remaining the way they are. I think the conference championship game, if you're going to keep the conference championship games, you want your two best teams in that game. Mm-hmm. Because you could have a 3-loss, 4-loss team playing in your conference championship. We've seen that in the ACC. And that's not good. You take away the possibility that a 3-4 loss team will upset the best team in the conference. Or basically that's what we're talking about. Now, as far as South Carolina, which of course I'm a fan of, it makes it that much harder to win the SEC. If you do away with divisions, you would have to be the first or second best team in the conference. Right now, we have a better chance of winning the East under the current structure than we would have being the first or second best team in the conference. So it's going to make it tougher to get to that SEC championship game for schools like South Carolina, Kentucky, the schools are on, like, we're all on the same level pretty much. It's not going to affect Alabama. It's not going to affect Clemson, this type of change. But I do think there's a very good possibility you're going to see divisions go away. And how that affects scheduling, I don't know. That would open up a whole new can of worms. If you no longer have to play East Division opponents, a traveling opponent, two permanent teams for the West. That's the way it's structured for South Carolina now. I don't know what it would do as far as scheduling if the divisions go away. We might be looking at something totally different, which might not be a bad thing. So you don't wait 10 years before you see Alabama on your schedule. You don't wait 8 years before you see some of these other teams on your schedule. You get them more on a regular basis. So, your thoughts on that? Do you care if the divisions go away? I mean, it's really not that big of a deal. But it does give you one extra thing to play for. I think that's South Carolina's first goal every year, is to win the SEC East. If you take away divisions, you got a loftier goal in getting to the SEC championship game. Your goal becomes either winning and either having the best record in the conference or the second best record in the conference. So it's going to be interesting to see, where this goes. But I've read several articles over the last couple of days that do think that football divisions may go by the wayside. We'll take a break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM. And 9:10 a.m.
Hello, Low Country. I'm Christian Halleck, Director of Sales for Hauling Axe Tree Service. Do you have trees you would like removed, a tree requiring a trim or increase in elevation? Or do you simply have a tree that is causing you concern? Are you concerned with the upcoming hurricane season? Well, Hauling Axe is the company for you. We offer a wide range of services regarding your trees and landscaping needs. We specialize in the most difficult of tree jobs. When you hire Hauling Axe, you're hiring the best of the best. We are a firefighter owned and operated, and we provide the same level of professionalism and efficiency to your tree job as we do serving our communities. We invite you to call us today at 843-302-1924 to schedule a free estimate. Military, first responder, and other discounts available. We are licensed, insured, Hauling Axe Tree Service. And that number is 843-302-1924. Hauling Axe Tree Service, serving the Lowcountry for all their tree needs. Find us on Facebook and all social media at Hauling Axe Tree Service.
Have you you missed working in the medical field? MUSC is now hiring registered nurses for a variety of units, such as in the emergency room, ICU, and medical surgical units. MUSC has many job opportunities and schedules to find your perfect fit. If you're the type of RN who rises to the occasion, apply and join the trusted team of healthcare professionals who find working at MUSC much more than a career, it's a calling. Apply today at musc.edu/careers to change what's possible.
Connect Hearing is one of the few companies delivering healthcare in a way that best protects the well-being of their clients and staff. Connect Hearing's telehealth consultations allow you to receive care from the comfort of your home. What's even better is after your virtual consultation, you'll also be able to try the latest technology at home. Who doesn't love new technology? Well, the folks at Connect Hearing in Somerville are offering a new super high-tech Phonak Audio Paradise hearing aids, and for a limited time, you can receive up to $1,500 off these devices, all with the free 2-week trial available before commitment. When is the last time you had a hearing test? Living with hearing loss every day is a reality for many, including myself. Based off my personal experience, I can say you won't regret it, so don't put it off any longer. Hearing aid technology is constantly evolving, and you may be eligible for a free trial of the latest technology. If you like what you hear, you can also enjoy huge savings up to $1,500. So call Connect Hearing at 843-871-3235 to take advantage of these huge savings and tell them you heard about it here on Fan Talk.
I had this illness that really made me powerless over alcohol and that insisted that I got drunk. And so I got drunk. It doesn't have anything to do with trying to control it. An alcoholic who picks up the first drink will pick up the second drink. I can't say to anyone, no, 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 don't drink. But I can say that when you decide you don't want to drink, come to AA. The door to AA is always open. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
I guess I called AA because alcohol didn't work anymore. Drinking used to give me a sense of meaning in life. I called AA not knowing what to expect. Certainly not cheerfulness, but that's what I got. People had humor. They seemed to be at ease. I hung around. Now I feel much more comfortable with myself and the people around me. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ah! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
I only took just one look, knocking me off of my feet. I'm not a man of many words, so I'll make this short and sweet. Could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright.
Hi, right, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. Wide open today, 843-721-9500. You can follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter at Fan Talk 98.9. You can listen to us around the world in a number of ways. Go to our website, charlestonsportsradio.com. You can get us on your Alexa device now, and you can download the app. Either go to the App Store or Google Play, download ESPN Charleston, and you can listen. I bet Scotty Osberg's listening to the show down in the Dominican Republic. What do you think?
I think so.
Gene Sapikoff out west somewhere. He's on a train.
I thought he was
hiking. He usually likes to hike, but he's on a train. I saw him tweet some pictures from a train.
Maybe it's the love train that the OJs sing about. People all over the world, join hands.
82 days until Clemson plays Georgia. And, of course, what the world wants to really see East Illinois and South Carolina. 86 days until the NFL opener. And again, don't forget, Summer Golf Tour is sold out for this week. But Monday morning at 8 o'clock, 20 foursomes will become available to play Dunes West. And you can get those foursomes for only $98.99. Just go to our website, charlestonsportsradio.com. And you better do it around 8 o'clock Monday morning because they don't last long. Not at that great price that we throw those out for you. So get yours Monday morning, 8 o'clock. That thing just magically opens up. And then it closes like 20 minutes later when they're all gone.
Yeah.
So if you want to play Dunes West for $98.90, just go to charlestonsportsradio.com, part of the ESPN Summer Golf Tour. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk. Hello?
Hey, Bobby, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, I consider you the dean of sports talk.
Does that mean I'm the oldest? Is that a nice way of saying I'm the oldest person on the radio?
No, sir, you're very knowledgeable. This is Gamecock Brian, your buddy from your buddy that folks live in diehard Gamecock.
There you go.
Hey, man, just a quick few things I want to hit on. First of all, if you could ever set it up, I would love to debate Boston John. Well,
I'm gonna take that. I'll set it up. I'm gonna take that day off.
But I just want to say, if you didn't hear, Ohio State just scored again. I just tell Clemson people that. And the final thing I want to talk about is, what do you think the ceiling this year could be for this Gamecock football team? Because to me, the cupboard's not bare. They have talent. It's just whether they can put it together or not. And I'll listen to your comments off the air. God bless you.
Yeah, I've been asked several times how many wins. That's the summer thing we do. How many? I have no idea how many wins this Gamecock football team is going to get.
Yeah,
there's just so many things we haven't seen.
All right,
We don't know what the offense is going to look like. We don't know what the defense is going to look like. A brand new coaching staff, basically from top to bottom.
No.
But I do think that they should have won more than two games last year. I will say that. I think there was plenty enough talent on that team to have won more than two games. I thought he made some boneheaded mistakes last year, personnel wise.
Like.
And it probably cost us a really good quarterback. Who left the program. But I mean, to answer your question, I haven't even seen him practice. Nobody has seen him practice.
Yeah, you didn't go to – what happened in the spring game?
I did spring game.
But you only went for a little bit because
left him. Yeah, because I had a baseball
game.
Right.
No?
So, I wish I could answer your question. I don't know. I mean, I could be an idiot and say, you know, put on my garnet-colored glasses and – sit there and tell you we're going to win seven or eight games. But deep down in my heart, I think that's going to be very difficult. Hmm. But a lot of times you see new coaching staffs come in, new attitudes, and players tend to perform better. They tend to exceed their expectations. Whether that's going to happen in Columbia, I don't know. I don't know. By the way, there's a sinkhole downtown Charleston on Cumming Street. So you might want to avoid that area.
I ain't got no reason to go.
You think that was caused by flooding?
Yeah. Torrential downpours, perhaps?
But apparently there's a sinkhole on Cumming Street right near the College of Charleston. So avoid that area. Damn, sinkholes now. That's just what we need.
Those things are scary. It's just like you can look at it and it should be like one little hole in there and then there's everything.
It's a pretty big hole.
I've seen one on Gervais Street in Columbia.
I think this thing could hold a Fiat or something.
You Fiat drivers, you hear that?
So look watch out. If you have a Fiat, stay off Cumming Street if you don't want to lose that sucker. Oh, gosh. This is going to come as a shock. But former College of Charleston head coach Tom Herrien fired at South Florida after a review found that he made inappropriate comments toward student athletes. Mm. I'm stunned.
Get my smelling salts.
Oh, man. I am stunned.
I just don't know why people do things like and think. Like, you think, oh, yeah, I've seen reports on everyone else, but I feel like it won't happen to me. Oh, you got to have a lot of self-confidence to think that.
There you go. So I know that comes as a shocker to anybody new Coach Herrien. All right, College World Series is set. We have two games Saturday, two games Sunday. Saturday at 2 o'clock, NC State will take on Stanford. 7 o'clock Saturday, Arizona will take on Vanderbilt. Sunday at 2 o'clock, Virginia will take on Tennessee. And at 7 o'clock, Texas will take on Mississippi State. So they've got Tennessee and Vanderbilt. We have a possible matchup of Tennessee and Vanderbilt in the college final. That would be pretty interesting. Two teams from right there in the same state. I don't know. I'm not saying that's the matchup I want. I got to think about who I'm pulling for here in this thing. I think it might be Mississippi State. I mean, what's not to like about a school that allows grilling out in center field during a game? Allowing barbecuing. I was watching a game last night, and people, they had beers everywhere and stuff like that. I went to Starkville in the late 70s. Long story why I went to Starkville, but we don't have enough time for that. But it was just Carolina had an open weekend. This was when I was cheering. We had an open weekend, and so I went to flew into Starkville, Mississippi, and got there like late Friday afternoon, and the person I was down there visiting started heading out of town. I said, "Where the hell are we going?" And she said, "We're going to go into the bars," because the city of Starkville was a dry town then, but all the bars, you went out to city limits, and all the bars out were outside, outside the city limits. And like this crossroad, there were like 10 bars, all these liquor stores, beer stores, and all that stuff. It was like what fireworks are down at Point South, except it was beer. And so I just thought last night when I was watching that game, man, how much Starkville had changed since I was down there. And I know it's been a long time since I went down there, but I just thought that was, they're drinking beer in a baseball stadium. And the first time I went to that city, it was a dry town. So things have certainly changed over the years. but there's not a better atmosphere in college baseball than Starkville, Mississippi. There really isn't. Ole Miss is great. LSU was obviously great. Tennessee was awesome this weekend in the Super Regionals. Founders Park, when Carolina's good, good a place as any. Doug Kingsmore, when Clemson's going good, good a place as any. But I don't think any of it matches what goes on in Starkville, Mississippi. It is crazy. They set an attendance record Friday night. Largest crowd to ever watch.
Wow.
A baseball game.
Wowza.
That wasn't a College World Series game, obviously. They had almost 15,000 people at that game. So, hats off to Mississippi. I could change my mind. I'd like to see Coach Avant go at NC State, make a run in this thing. You've got Stanford, Arizona, Vanderbilt. They've all got their titles. Virginia's got a title. You know, Texas has got numerous titles. Mississippi State still trying to get there first. I wouldn't mind Mississippi State, NC State, Tennessee, something like that. So I'll decide and I'll let everybody know before the end of the week, because I know everybody's just hanging on to see who I'm pulling for in the College World Series. But we'll probably go straight conference, both of Vanderbilt over Arizona, Tennessee over Virginia, Mississippi State over Texas. I would pull for anybody over Texas because I don't like Texas. So that is well documented on this show as well. So, all right, we got to take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
You by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
A brand new accident being reported now on the Mark Clark westbound out between Clements Ferry and the Downholt Bridge, and it is causing heavy traffic back towards 7 Farms Drive. Be careful out there. Also watch for a wreck Johnny Dodds near In-N-Out causing delays. Rivers at Northwood slowing you down. A wreck remount near Rivers and Center Point at Wetland Crossing. Out on College Park Road, 2 separate accidents being reported, one at Treeland, the other at the interstate. On the interstate westbound near the Mark Clark, reports of a stalled auto. Do use caution. Your major routes are definitely filling in as you travel home. Conover Law Firm wants to help. Car wreck, train wreck, and even wrongful deaths via auto accidents. Contact Conover Law Firm. Visit CraigConoverLawFirm.com. And remember, don't get run over. Call Conover. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A strong thunderstorm is in the area, humid with a high around 89. A thunderstorm still around this evening, low around 72. Partly sunny and humid Wednesday with a high around 84. Looking ahead, Thursday and Friday look great with scattered thunderstorms back this weekend. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Paul Senior of Orange County Choppers. In my shop, people don't mess with me. When someone gets out of line, I don't let them get away with it.
Neither do we. After a motorcycle crash, the insurance companies know the Joy Law Firm doesn't back down. We don't let insurance companies push you around, and you shouldn't either.
Trust me, these guys don't mess around. Motorcycle crash? Just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Paid spokesperson.
Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
At Subaru, we love building vehicles for those who pack a lot into life. The redesigned 2021 Crosstrek is our way of saying more power to you. An upgrade in horsepower means you have a world of fun and adventure waiting for you. And the Crosstrek comes with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. Come see what everybody loves at Cruise Subaru. Inventory and offers at CruiseSubaru.com with test drives at Cruise Subaru on Rivers.
ESPN Summer Golf Tour is so popular that the Plantation course at Ennisto is now sold out. Come back Monday, June 21st at 8 a.m. for foursomes for only $98.90 to play at the masterful and beautiful Dunes West Golf and River Club. CharlestonSportsRadio.com.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hi, I'm April Jewell, a teacher in Ballard County School District in Kentucky. Thanks to a $25,000 grant from America's Farmers Grow Rural Education, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer, we upgraded the technology in our classrooms to enhance health science curriculums to prepare students for various careers. I encourage farmers to nominate a school district to apply for $10,000 or $25,000 STEM grants. Visit AmericasFarmers.com.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Hi everyone, welcome back to you. Fan Talk here on this Country Tune Tuesday. Now, who was that ripoff?
I don't think that was a country song. I just played it for walk-up music for our next guest.
Is that Ken Harrell's walk-up music?
Yeah, for this week.
Well, let's see how Ken liked that. Ken, is that okay for your walk-up music?
I like that. I think I'm definitely going to at least hit it off the wall with that inspiration. Anyway, that was a good
talking to our good friend Ken Harrell from the Joy Law Firm. How things been? Last time we talked, your daughter was taking over the Kiowa house for the PGA Championship, and you were getting out of town.
Man, that's true. That was a great memory. And I actually was just out of town this past weekend. I finally got back to a Major League Baseball stadium, Bobby. We were up in Chicago with some buddies and saw a couple of Cubs games. And it was quite a scene in Chicago. They had just opened things up, 100% capacity. Wrigleyville is fun, even under mediocre conditions. But, man, oh, man, it was a fun weekend in Chicago.
You weren't doing that cup thing, were you? Like they did in the bleachers the other day. Did you see that?
Oh, the beer thing.
Yeah.
I think I missed that. We actually sat on one of the apartment rooftops on Friday, and so everybody was asking, "Hey, did you see that beer snake?" And I'm sure if we'd been in the stadium, I couldn't have missed it. I can't say I would have wanted to drink from it.
No. Not coming off,
but
not coming off all the mess we just got. That's crazy.
I know. I was thinking a little overboard celebrating the COVID restrictions being lifted, but yeah, it was two beautiful days for baseball and. Cubs. I'm not a Cubs fan. I'm a Red Sox fan. But the Cubs are playing well, so it was a good time.
I've been to both Wrigley Field and with Fenway Park, and if anybody, no matter what team you pull for, everybody's got to go to those two stadiums at some point in their life.
Absolutely. I know I've shared this with you before. My dad and I did all 30 parks. That was his bucket list. But those two, to me. And part of it, of course, is the atmosphere around those two stadiums.
Right.
I mean, it just can't be topped. I mean, it's just as much fun outside the ballpark as it is. And actually, the size of the seats at Fenway, it's probably more fun outside the ballpark. But but you have to get in there. I mean, they're the two cathedrals to me now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you sound like you've been having a good time. I see where you guys just opened another office in Somerville.
We did. That's a great thing, both for a lot of good people that have been good to us and we've represented over the years up there, but also it certainly made a lot of our employees happy since we have several of them that live up in that area. So we have a good number of folks who've kind of cut the commute time drastically. So, we're excited to be up in Somerville. It's a great community.
I got to ask, where do you get a pair of scissors that big?
I don't know. You have to talk to call our marketing director, but they were real scissors too. They seem a little dangerous to have those around in any event that had alcohol involved with it. But nobody put out an eye, so that's the good news.
Well, since we're talking baseball, have you ever been to the College World Series? I've been three times. I think it is one of the most underrated sporting events that we have in this country.
I agree. I went once. I was there in 11. So for the second championship for us, I never got to the old ballpark. But it is the tailgating scene, just the whole everything about it. That is a great party on steroids. I mean, it's and everybody there is in such a great mood. It's kind of like going to the Final Four. That was a great experience a few years ago in Phoenix, but. You've got people just so happy to be there. You look at Virginia, we have the number three seed come out of the Columbia regional, and they're going on to play in it. So I feel like we had an opportunity to slip away, unfortunately, for the Gamecocks. But that's been kind of par for the course for the baseball program the last few years. So hopefully, at least this was a stride forward. You know, this was at least a step in the right direction.
I think one of the things that makes the College World Series so successful is the way the city of Omaha really embraces it. I mean, it's just, I went in 2002, the first time Ray Tanner took Carolina there, and went the next year as well, and just I was just amazed at how the city of Omaha just embraces the event. I mean, I just one of my best sporting experiences of my life was going out to Omaha.
Yeah, no, it's their Super Bowl, Mardi Gras, everything rolled up into one. And you're right, that is the biggest event of the year in Omaha, and it you know, as it should be. But you know, it's great when you see a city like that that, you know, nobody really thinks of as being a big destination, but boy, they make it a fun time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Before we let you go, tell the folks where they can get in touch with you if they get hurt on the job or get in a car wreck or something like that.
Sure, 843-888-8888 or Joy, J-O-Y-E, lawfirm.com, and always free to talk with us. Happy to talk with anybody.
There you go. So, well, Ken, take it easy, man. I don't know where your next event. You get to go on all kinds of cool things.
I'm not complaining. As my dad used to say, it's like, it sure beats being on a tractor in August, doesn't it? I'm like, yeah, it sure does.
Absolutely. Well, Ken, take care, and we'll talk soon, okay?
All right, Bobby, take care.
All right, that's Ken Arrow from the Joy Law Firm. Again, if you get hurt on the job or get in a wreck or something like that, give those good folks a call. So there you go. Blake, when we go to break, or when we come back from break, we've got a pair of tickets to the Charleston Battery soccer game to give away.
What?
But I want to do it a different way.
Uh-oh.
I want to give it to a kid.
Oh.
You know, we need so if you moms or dads, if you've got your kids in the car, and one of them is a big soccer fan, I've got two really easy trivia questions to give them. And if they get the answer correct, I'm going to give them two tickets to the Battery game Friday night against Miami FC. How about that?
Yeah, I'm anxious to hear how easy your questions are, Bobby.
They're very easy. These questions are directed toward children, because I know soccer is very popular with the kids.
Okay. I hear you missed an easy question. I fell for that Christmas.
Man, go to the Battery game. They've got home team barbecues out there. They've got Coastal Crust wood fried pizza. And if you don't win the tickets, you would like to get tickets for Friday night, just go to SeatGeek. And that is the new digital provider for the Charleston Batteries. So if you want to get on the phone now, again, kids only, to win a pair of tickets to Friday's match with Miami FC, you can get on the phone now with Blake, and then we'll come to you when we get back. How about that? You look excited.
I'm just anxious to hear the question.
All right. And we have to email you these tickets. So, mom or dad, you might want to call and give us that information. Well, we'll do that when we get the winner.
Okay.
We'll do that when we get the winner. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Are you held captive by high insurance rates?
State Farm, GEICO, USAA, and Allstate are captive insurance agencies and can only offer one quote.
Harrell Insurance is an independent agency.
I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell.
We represent over 40 top insurance companies, and when we shop your rate, you could save 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
If you're insured by a captive company, call Harrell Insurance at 843-766-9900.
A five-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
This is Gary Fuller at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue with exciting news. We've just hired Tony Diesenberg to help us move all these new Hondas. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. As you know, Tony has been selling Hondas in Charleston for over 35 years because he sells cars the right way. And that's why we recruited him to join Stokes Honda team. This man needs no introduction. Everyone, a big Stokes Honda welcome for Tony Diesenberg.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Charleston. Thank you to everyone I've ever sold a car to. I couldn't be happier than I am to be selling cars at Stokes Honda. If you or anyone in your family is searching for the best price, the best car with the best experience, please come see me, Tony Diesenberg, at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue.
That's right, folks. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. Come see me or Tony Diesenberg at Stokes Honda today at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda, from Stokes Honda.
Spring has sprung, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered for all your home projects. Masonry supplies, decorative stepping stones, Pennsylvania bluestone. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. That's 744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
Hello, Low Country. I'm Christian Halleck, Director of Sales for Hauling Axe Tree Service. Do you have trees you would like removed, a tree requiring a trim or increase in elevation, or do you simply have a tree that is causing you concern? Are you concerned with the upcoming hurricane season? Well, Hauling Axe is the company for you. We offer a wide range of services regarding your trees and landscaping needs. We specialize in the most difficult of tree jobs. When you hire Hauling Axe, you're hiring the best of the best. We are a firefighter owned and operated, and we provide the same level of professionalism and efficiency to your tree job as we do serving our communities. We invite you to call us today at 843-302-1924 to schedule a free estimate. Military, first responder, and other discounts available. We are licensed, insured, Hauling Axe Tree Service. And that number is 843-302-1924. Hauling Axe Tree Service, serving the Lowcountry for all their tree needs. Find us on Facebook and all social media at Hauling Axe Tree Service.
There's a new reality in business. Working from home, sharing information online, communicating online. Congratulations, you now have the needed skills to earn a degree online. Now is the time to increase your job opportunities with CSU's new 10-month MBA program in general management, healthcare management, or supply chain management. Dial #250 on your mobile, and when prompted, say Charleston Southern to receive more information. Your purpose, our mission.
The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant, a Charleston institution since 1963. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, or all three. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 7 in the morning to 8 at night and Sunday 7 to 3. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant at the Charleston City Marina on Lockwood Drive. That means one of the best views in the city. When diners write reviews, you'll always see words like great views and good food. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant.
Hi. I'm April Jewell, a teacher in Ballard County School District in Kentucky. Thanks to a $25,000 grant from America's Farmers Grow Rural Education, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund,
this
a philanthropic arm of
Bayer,
we upgraded the technology in our classrooms to enhance health
science
curriculum.
I'm Christine Lisi, breaking news from ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. Nets guard James Harden, who was listed as out less than 24 hours ago, has been cleared to play in Game 5 of their second-round NBA East playoff series against the Bucks tonight. He's moved one step closer to returning from hamstring tightness and joining Kevin Durant with the series 2-2. Point guard Kyrie Irving is out with that sprained ankle. The big unknown is how much Harden can contribute, and that likely will determine who wins tonight, believes ESPN NBA front office insider Bobby Marks.
We'll wait and see as far as what they can get from Harden, because, you know, the strength of this Nets team is up and down, you know, scoring 115, 120 points. And when you try to slow the game down and get it into the 90s, you're playing basically right into the strength